We're going to get started.
Emily, you having fun yet? All right, so we start with breathing. You want to have your feet together, standing in the center part of your mat. So we do breathing at the beginning, breathing at the end, and then we breathe the whole time. All right. Bring your hands underneath the chin. Good, good. Knuckles touch your chin, thumb against your neck. Keep your weight on your heels. Just follow along. You have great people in front of you. Let's begin. Inhale and stretch your elbows up towards the ceiling. Suck your stomach in and hold. Exhale, empty it out. Just bring your palms together. Bring your elbows together. Maybe they touch. Inhale, stomach in. You want to fill your lungs and lift up tall, chest up off the waist. Exhale, even try to stay lifted. Eyes forward, mouth closed, it's in the nose. Elbows touch. Inhale. So you're inhaling in the nose and you drag the air across your throat and it makes a little bit of a snoring sound. Exhale. Empty it out. Out the nose again. Now it sounds a little more like humming. Palms touch and elbows touch. Inhale. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Even press down on the heels and pull up on the thighs so the legs nice and strong. Exhale, empty the air, drop your head back at home. Is Marie using a strobe light? Elbows touch, inhale. Watch this, stomach in, yeah. Lift up, shoulders go up towards your ears, elbows high. Exhale, empty out that air, hips solid, legs strong, elbows touch, inhale, couple more. Stomach in, your chest gets big, see it in the mirror, fill your lungs. Exhale, shoulders down, eyes forward, mouth closed, elbows together. One more, inhale, chin down. Contract your thighs, lift up. Exhale. Change. You see that, Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
I know. You do that on purpose. Oh. Second set, bring your hands back where they were. Do you see that? Okay. Thumb against your neck. Press down the heels. Pull up the thighs. And begin. Inhale. Marie's a wild one. Elbows up. Pull your shoulders up. Yes. Exhale. Good, Molly. Keep your weight on your heels. Hips solid. Eyes forward. Spine straight. Bring your elbows together. Inhale. Each breath bigger. Thigh contracted. Stomach in, you're warming your body from the inside. Exhale, keep your weight on your heels, empty that air, shoulders relax, palms touch and your elbows touch, inhale. Stomach is in, chest gets big. Lift up, elbows high, shoulders go up. Exhale, shoulders go down. At home, it's so you can drop your head back here, you just gotta keep looking forward, elbows touch, inhale. Heels down, thighs up, chest up, shoulders up, elbows high. Exhale, shoulders down, hips still solid. Feel your tailbone a little tucking under, elbows together. Two more, inhale. Zip up the inner thigh, squeeze them tight. Suck in the lower abdomen. Exhale, keep it in, keep it in. Good, spine still straight. Empty out that air. One more, inhale. Good sound, PW. Lift up, stretch tall. Good. Exhale. Change. All right. Now on, just normal breath with the nose. Nice and easy. Here we go. Half moon. Inhale, arms up over your head sideways. Interlace fingers, release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Elbows, knees locked, stretch up and then just a little right and left, side to side. Feel a little stretching on the sides of the body, just a warm up back and forth. Check out how you're feeling. And now stop in the center, stand up tall. Put your weight on your heels, lock your knees. That means pull up the thighs, squeeze your glutes, push your hips a little forward, stomach in, chin away from neck, open the chest, elbows locked. Take an inhale, stretch straight up to touch the ceiling, and then slowly bring the body to the right in an absolutely straight line. Without bending your elbows or your knees. Good, Emily, stay right there. Press your heels down, pull up your thighs, glutes are tight, push your hips a little forward, and push your hips to the left. Chin away from the neck, open up the chest, focus on yourself, arms straight, elbows locked, palms together, you all look really good. Feel that stretch on the left side of the body. Keep weight back, contract the thighs, tuck your tailbone, square off the hips and the shoulders. Use your stomach sucking in, stretch a little farther, Exhale and you push your hips out even more. Change. Come on up. Good job. Weight on heels, hips forward. Chin away from neck. Straight arms, palms together. Inhale. Get up. Get tall. And then you go left. Go up, out, over to the left. Beautiful. Press your heels down. Now push your hips to the right. Okay. Weight on the heels. Squeeze inner thighs forward. Squeeze your glutes. Push your hips forward. Stomach in. Press your right heel down and lean into that right hip. Square off your hips and shoulders. Left shoulder forward. Right hip towards the mirror. Everything squared off. Stomach sucked in. You inhale and you stretch and you exhale and you push and you want to find that place where it's a counterbalance. Hold it there. You're not struggling. Breathing easy. Elbows a little more locked. Riley, find your arms. Straighten the arms. Change. Come on up. Back bending first. Relax your neck completely and drop your head back behind the arms. You want to turn your elbows forward, even bring your shoulders in front of you. Let your neck relax. Look back with your eyes. Now with the weight on the heels and the butt cheeks tight, take an inhale and lift chest, arms up, and then you go back head first. Look back. Drop your head back. Let your neck bend, then the upper spine. Find your legs. Press heels down. Push hips forward. Lift your chest up. Now bring arms more back. John, arms back. Eyes going, arms going. Your whole spine will bend. The strength is your legs. You got to find that foundation. Press your heels on the floor. Squeeze your inner thighs and your glutes. Push your hips forward to the mirror. Lift the chest and arms up. Drop your head back. Look back. Go back, Mark. Way back. More back. Change. Come on up. Stomach in. Come forward. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Once you touch the floor, bend the knees back and forth one at a time. A little bit of a warm-up here just to get a little more loose through your hips, through your lower back. Keep your knees pointing forward, Johnny. Okay, now keep your feet together. Bend your knees a lot. Come down and grab your heels from behind and scoop the heels. But if you can't get the heels, wrap your arms around your legs and grab your opposite elbow. So you can either do what she's doing or what he's doing, Emily. Look at it, the two people in front of you or the sides of you. So you want all the fingers facing forward. You got it, babe. Now lift your hips up, suck your stomach in, and stretch your body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Touch your stomach on thighs, put your chest on your knees, and touch your face on your legs below the knees. You wanna have the whole upper body sandwiched against the legs. You lift your hips up and you feel a great stretch in the legs. Suck your stomach in. If you're holding, you're pulling and feel the stretch in the spine. Your body comes more down. Now roll the weight forward and press your body back and be there. Relax your shoulders. Rewrap your elbows. I almost sneezed. Hips up, head down, pull down, roll forward, knees back. Change. Ooh, I stopped it. Arms with your head. Suck your stomach in, come all the way up. Exhale. Arms come down. I almost sneezed. It sounded like I was laughing at you. I wasn't. That was the sneeze. Second set. Arms back up. That's quite a trick. Interlace fingers, release the next fingers. Grapefruit. Hips forward, chin away. Suck your stomach in. Take your inhale. Stretch up tall. Go to the right. Yes, Gretchen. I can always count on Gretchen to stretch up. Press your heels. Lock your knees. Push your hips. Suck your stomach. Lift your chin a little away from the neck. See yourself in the mirror. You're one straight line from the side, not bending forward or backwards. You go to where you can maintain. Check your form. Straight arms, straight legs. Stomach in. Hold there. Calm breath. Change. Beautiful. Good morning. Weight on the heels, hips forward, chin away. Stomach in. Straight arms. Take your inhale. Get up. Get tall. Come to the left. Up, out, over. Lift up. Think about making your spine longer. You want to stretch from coccyx to fingertips up to the left. Press down the heels. Tuck your tailbone towards the mirror so the lower part of your butt, you just got to squeeze it and tuck it under. Heels pressed down, knees locked. Chin away from the neck, chest open. Fix your arms and your legs, John. Feel that stretch on the right side. As far as you can go and you hold there. A little more hips forward, Miles. More weight on the heels, babe. Change. Come up. Back bending number two, just like the first one, let your head go all the way back. Completely relax your neck like you're getting your hair washed. Turn your elbows forward, shoulders in front of you. Point at the ceiling, not the mirror, Krista. Don't make that big space. There we go. Weight on your heels, glutes tight. Take an inhale up, and then you go back head first. And you take your time. First the neck and then the upper back. You're not in a hurry. Don't fling yourself into anything. Find the legs. This is your support. Press your heels, squeeze inner thighs. Push hips forward to the mirror. Lift your chest up, chest up, chest up. There, Emily. Now relax your neck only. Just let your head drop. There we go. Eyes back, stay there. You breathe as far as you can go. Hold still there. Find your legs. Be at your maximum. Be still. Breathe here. Change. Good. Come up. Come forward. Touch the floor. Bend the knees back and forth. One at a time. All right, second set. Hopefully you're starting to get warmed up. Keep your feet together. Bend both knees. Come down. Scoop the heels from behind. Bring your elbows behind the legs to scoop from behind, or wrap your arms around and grab your elbows. And either way, your elbows are invisible from the front mirror. Hold on to this. Lift your hips up. Suck your stomach in. Stretch your body down. Slide your stomach down your thighs. Chest to knees and face on legs below the knees. Hips up, you feel the legs stretch. Stomach in, pull down. The spine gets longer. Roll the way forward and tuck your face in. Not looking at the feet, look in between the legs so that the very top of your head points down towards your feet. Your butt points up towards the ceiling. Roll your weight forward, press your body back, and if your legs are straight, go, Jenny, lock your knees. Change. Bring your arms with your head. Suck your stomach in. Come back up to where you were. And now exhale. The arms come down. Awkward Utkatasana. Right foot. Take a step to the right, 6 inches. Straight feet, not too wide the step. Inhale your arms up, palms down. Stretch your arms forward towards the mirror. Suck your stomach in. Stick your tailbone back, bend at the hip, and then bend the knees and sit down with weight on heels. Gorgeous, Krista. Press your heels down. Hips back and down. These are good. Suck your stomach in. Shoulders down. Focus your eyes in the mirror. Stay right here. Stomach in. Arch the upper body back. Lift the chest. Sit one more down and one more back. Change. Come on up. Keep your arms here. Keep your feet straight. Spread out your toes and push high onto the tippy top. Heels up, ankles straight, toes spread out so they bend. You're up on the metatarsal. Bend the knees and sit your hips down in the chair. Now, if your ankles are wobbly, you stay high on the tippy toes. Work on the strength of the ankles first. Then you sit your hips down till thighs parallel to the floor. Focus your eyes on your eyes. Don't look down, Molly. Head up, chin for, stomach in. Push up high on the toes, heels up. Good, Riley, change. Come on up, nice one, John. Come down, come forward, put your knees together, feet still the same. Toes are spread out, arms stretching forward. You go down slowly now. Allow your heels to lift up as your hips come down. Keep your spine straight, eyes looking forward all the way down. Thighs parallel to the floor, arms parallel to your legs. Push up 1 inch, stomach sucked in. Come all the way back up, same way you went down, knees still touching. Step your foot back to the spot, arms back down to your sides, and you just breathe for a second. Second set. Right foot step to the right, 6 inches, feet straight. With your shoulders relaxed, inhale, arms up, hands in line with shoulders, stretch them forward. Suck your stomach tight, tailbone back, bend at the hip, and then bend the knees and sit your hips down, get in that chair. Put your maximum weight on the heels. Good, Marie. Heels press down. Hips scoop back. Stomach suck in. Chest lift up. Shoulders down. Eyes forward. Change. Come on up. Spread the toes. Go all the way high like a ballerina. Keep your arms stretching forward. Bend the knees. Sit hips down. Big toe still on the floor. Find the ball of your foot. Find the strong ankle. Pinky toe might lift up, but big toe, nuh-uh. Heels up, knees up. Spine straight. Stomach in. Good, Dacia. Stay there. Focus your eyes. Wow, Carmen, you got it. Hold it, hold it. Shaking, I love it. Change. Heels down. Come forward, put your knees together. No. Chest up, stomach in. Slowly now you go down. Relax your shoulders. Stretch your arms forward. Heels come up as hips come down. Beautiful, all the way. Emily, it's great. You want to bounce? You got knees? You should bounce. Bounce, 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 bounce. Slowly come back up. Knees still together. Step your foot back. Arms down. All right, eagle time. With your feet together. Inhale the arms up over your head. Bring your right arm under your left arm. Cross at your elbow, then your wrist. Thumb to the face, pinky away. Emily's done yoga. Bottom elbow down, get a stretch in your shoulders. Press your knees together. Again, tailbone back, bend at the hip, then bend the knees. Sit down, sit back, inside of knees pressing together, Amy. Weight on your heels, hips low with your stomach in. Focus your eyes in the mirror. First set, we're staying here. Hold still. Heels, press them down. Knees, press them together. Tailbone, scoop it back. Stomach, suck it in. Elbows down, getting that stretch. If you can do it without anything else moving, arch the upper body back. Change. Inhale, arms up. Let's do left side. Bring your left arm under your right arm. Cross the elbows, then the wrists. Thumb to face and pinky away. Try for the prayer hands. Bottom elbow down, shoulders relax so you feel that stretch. All right, press your knees together, tailbone back, bend at the hip, then you bend the knees, sit back and down, upper body comes forward. That's what I expect, that's good form. Sit more back, John, let your upper body come forward, get the bend in the hip. Elbows down, stomach in, look straight forward in the mirror, chest up if you can. You wanna hold it here, getting compression in the joints, warming your body up. Press your knees together, scoop the tailbone, so knees behind the toes. Change. Inhale, arms up, second set. Bring your right arm underneath left arm, cross the elbows and then the wrists. Thumb to face, pinky away, bottom elbow down. Press your knees together, press your heels down. Scoop tailbone back, bend knees, sit hips back and down. Get low, just like the first set. Stay here if this is useful. If you want to try going further, lift your right leg over your left thigh. Cross high on the thigh, twist the legs and put the foot around the calf. Yes. Sit more back on left heel. Sit down into your left hip. No matter one or both feet on the floor, knees behind the toes. Stomach sucked in, chest up, upper body arch back. Be there, opening joints, hold still. Change. Inhale, arms up, last one. Left arm under right arm. Cross elbows, then wrists. Thumb to face, pinky away. Bottom elbow down. Suck your stomach. Bend at the hip, tailbone back. Bend at the knees, sit down. Weight on heels, get down low. Press your knees together. Don't skip that, it's very important. If you want to move on, left leg over right thigh. Cross high, twist legs. Now if you're doing the top leg, the outside of the left knee presses the outside of the right knee. You got to point your foot where it wants to go. If you still have both feet on the floor, press the inside of the knees together. Bend this left knee, stick your butt even more back, Carmine. Yes, yes. Weight back on heel or heels. Stomach in, upper body, arch back. Change. Nice. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms come down. Standing head to knee. Moving on. Feet together. Toes, heels touching. Put your weight on your left leg. Bring the weight a little forward on that left foot. Lock your left leg. That means thigh and glute nice and solid. Right leg lift up. Flex toes up towards your face. Suck your stomach in. Take an inhale up and start to round down over your leg. Bending the spine, round spine, stomach in, arms hang down. Your hands might go past your foot, in which case you get the grip, all 10 fingers interlaced, but maybe not yet. Emily, you don't have to grab your foot, better just stand like this and lock your standing leg and focus on your balance. If you have the grip, right leg lift up, heel in line with the hip. Push both hips forward, find your hip strength, heel in line with hip, heel forward. Toes flex back, Arms, shoulders come forward, suck stomach in. Keep your left leg locked, keep your left foot flat on the floor. Push your hips more forward, Miles. Both hips more forward. I want you to relax your grip, you guys. Make it so you're not holding your leg. Stay there, relax your grip. Change, put it down. Put the weight on the right leg and lock it. Left leg lifted up. Thigh parallel to the floor, toes flex up towards your face. I didn't make you let go of your foot like I did last night. Stretch up and you round down. You were in that class. Both hands come down, you get the grip, 10 fingers interlaced. That's what even you were doing this morning. I was like, it's not, I did that. Standing leg solid, stomach sucked in, eyes in the mirror, focus one spot. If you're ready, left leg lifted up. Kick your heel, push both hips forward. Make sure your right leg is strong, never sinking onto the heel. Keep the weight forward on your foot. Yes, Molly. Flex your left toes back towards your face. Now loosen up that grip. Change.
Good. Put your weight on your left leg and lock it. Lift your right leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. Flex your toes up towards your face. Tuck your tailbone, suck your stomach. Inhale up to round down. This posture can be done without arms. It's stomach, it's hips, it's stability and strength. Standing leg is locked, eyes focused forward. If you have the grip, right leg lifted up. The arms are just straps though. There's no pulling, no holding with all your strength. Let your shoulders come forward. Tuck your stomach away. Flex your toes back towards your face. Now undo the hands. Undo the hands. Yes, Gina. Change. Put the weight on the right leg. Lift up the left leg. Thigh parallel. Flex toes up. Suck stomach in. Right leg locked. Inhale, you come up to round down. Good. And you lock that right leg. Weight forward on your foot. So kind of bring your whole upper body a little more at knee.
Yeah.
If you have the grip, left leg lift up. Heel forward, hips forward, standing legs strong. You want to be that upside down letter L, contracting both thighs. Feel that strength, that stability. Undo the hands. Now go, Pee Wee, put your head on your knee.
My arms straight.
Yeah, that's the final, right? But it's there then.
Yeah.
Change. But I like it better that way. Standing bow. Feet together, bring your right hand out with the palm up and straighten your right arm. Grab your right ankle from the inside. Put your knees together and bring your left arm up. Standing leg is solid. Tuck your tailbone down. Press right knee down, push right hip forward. Let your right arm shoulder go back. Stretch your left arm shoulder up. Inhale and start to kick your right leg. Kick your right leg, but not the hip. Keep the hip pushing forward. Let the right arm, shoulder, get pulled back. Bring your left shoulder forward, shoulder to your chin. So two shoulders in a line, stretching forward and back. Two hips squared off, push your right hip more forward. Left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Chest is up, getting the bend in the lower back. Stay right where you are, feel the floor, lock your knee, chest up, eyes forward, calm breath. Now push the shoulder forward, Riley, and let the other one go back. Do the shoulders and hold it there. Lock your knee. There you are, Jenny. Change. Kick to come up. Good. Jenny, your foot might be going a little past your, you see it in the mirror. Left hand, bring it out. Straighten left arm. Grab left ankle from the inside. Don't let your back arm be too back. You know what I mean? Right arm up. Standing leg, lock it. Standing foot, flat on the floor. Tuck your tailbone. Good, Emily. You could stay in this setup. The setup is everything. Take your inhale, stretch up. Point your left toes and start to kick your leg back. Mark Fortino, bring that knee down. The knee scoops down when it goes back. The arm gets pulled back, but the left hip does not turn sideways. Keep that left hip pushing forward. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Gorgeous, Carmen. Do it again. One shoulder forward, one shoulder back. Let the shoulders be flexible so you can maintain the stability of the hip. That's it.
Do it again, Riley. Stop there and do the shoulders. Let them go one forward, one back. Bring right shoulder forward, eyes forward. Arm down now, Krista. Arm down. Standing leg solid, chest up. Be there, John. Turn your hip down. Be there. Change, okay? Second set, right hand out. Straighten right arm. Grab your right ankle, knees together. Left arm up. Arm against your head. Standing leg solid. It's okay. Tuck your tailbone. Lock your standing leg. Inhale. Stretch up. Point your toes and start to kick knee scoop down to go back. Head straight, eyes forward, chest up. Do the shoulders. Do it now. Now you can go even farther. Kick even more. Hip doesn't turn because the shoulder's already there. Hip forward, knee locked. Chest up, head straight. Be still, lock your knee. Arm down, Krista. Shoulder to chin, shoulder up. Change. Good, come on up. Good, Molly. Molly, hand could be a tiny down, yeah? Left hand, bring it out. Straighten left arm. Grab left ankle. Knees together. Right arm up. Arm against your head. Standing leg solid. Tuck your tailbone. Push your both hips forward. Stretch your right arm. Shoulder up. Touches your head, your face. Make it touch your face. Inhale. Kick your leg back. Let your arm go back. Go ahead, do the shoulders now, Riley. Don't wait, don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. There you are, there you are. And the hip stays there. Now you kick even more. Kick even more. Beautiful. Hand one down, Miles. Hand one down, but shoulder is great. Beautiful, that's it. Chest up. Gorgeous, Krista. Head straight. These are fantastic. Just be in it, guys. Just be in it. Look how strong you are. Focus your eyes. Balance. Breathe. Change. Good. Mark, slow it down. Mark 14A. Go to the back of your mat. I hear you panting. Arms up over your head. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers. Release index fingers. Thumbs crossed. This is balancing stick. Take a step forward on your right leg. Get your left leg off the floor. Get on one leg and then slowly pivot at the hip like a seesaw. Bring your body down and your leg up in a straight line. Keep arms with your head. Chin forward, eyes forward. Arms back, Miles. Arms back with your head. Chin forward, eyes forward, one straight line. Suck your stomach in, lock both knees. Now stretch apart, be that human tug of war. Change, so good, Amy. Step back, keep your chin up, keep your eyes forward. Left leg, take your step. Lift your right leg up, get on one leg, point the right toes, slowly pivot at the hip. Wow, beautiful, Emily, stay right there. Don't look at me, it'll ruin your balance. Keep your eyes looking forward. Chin away from the neck, chest forward, stomach in, knees locked, point the toes. Focus your eyes, stretch apart, change. Wow, great. Step back, maybe keep arms up, keep arms up. Second set right away. Right leg step forward, left leg lift up, point left toes and you go. Bring your body down and your leg up, maybe just an inch, maybe not a lot. Stretch apart, you're working every single muscle, arms and legs straight. Suck stomach in, pull your chest away from the waist, point your toes, stretch your leg back, stomach in, hip down, leg up. Change. Step back. Good job. Last one. Chin up. Left leg. Take your step. Fix your hands. Palms, Riley. Lift the right leg up. Point the toes. And you go. Body down. Leg up. Slowly you pivot. Keep that right hip forward. Two hips in a line. Arms stay with head. Chin away from neck. Eyes forward. Stomach in. But you are breathing. Stretch apart like that human tug of war. Change. Yes. Step back, arms down. Turn now, face that inside wall, standing down on the left end of your mat. Toes, heels together. Inhale, arms up. Right leg, step right, arms down, palms down. Big step, maybe like 3 feet, maybe more. Toes in, little pigeon-toed, lock the knees. Chin up, chest forward, suck your stomach in and stretch your body down, leading with the chest, stomach in, knees locked the whole way down. Put your hands on the floor under your shoulders. Roll the weight forward on the foot. Lock your knees. Contract your thighs. Stick your tailbone up. Straight legs. Emily, maybe a longer step for you. A little bit longer step. There you go, babe. Now make your legs straight. Pull up on the quadricep to make the kneecap move. That's lock the knees, and maybe that's all you're going to do. Tailbone up. You use your stomach sucking in to stretch the body down. Gravity will help, and also your stomach. If you want to bring your hands around, grab your heels from the outside with bent elbows. Press your forearms against your shins, shoulders away from the ears as you pull even more to stretch even more down. No matter what, lock your knees, Riley. Lock the right leg, contract that thigh, weight forward a little bit, knees locked, tailbone up, stomach in, chest down, stretch down, pull down. Change. Come on up, stomach in, arms out. Step back to the spot, arms up, arms down. Second set. Inhale, arms up. Between the hat and the strobe light, it looks like Marie's at a rave. Right leg step to the right, arms down, palms down. Toes in, knees locked. Chin up, chest forward, stomach in, stretch your body down. She's on Molly. Chest forward, stomach sucking in, put your hands on the floor. Bring the weight a little forward, lock your knees, lock your knees. You think tailbone up, stick your butt up. Stomach in, stick your chest out, stretch it down. Spine getting longer, you feel that. Using the body to stretch the body. Contract the thighs, Amy, the right leg, pull up on that thigh, stick your tailbone up, get that scoop. Chin away from neck, look forward, leave even a little more mark, 14, look forward to get rid of the rounding in the middle back. You wanna flatten out the middle back, chest down. If you're holding, pull down. Keep doing it. What are you doing, Gina? Lock your knees, contract your thighs. Change. Come on up, stomach in, arms out. Step your foot to the spot, arms up, arms down. Triangle time, feet together. Inhale, your arms up over your head. Right leg step to the right. Arms down, palms down. Big step again. Push your hips forward, suck your stomach in. Turn your right foot towards the mirror. Turn your left foot, that hip. Feel both feet on the floor. Bend your right knee and come down till your right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now you don't want to lunge onto that right leg. Feel weight on both feet. Keep your spine straight in the center and move just the arms like a windmill. Now right elbow towards right knee, might get there, maybe not. Left arm up towards the ceiling, turn touch chin on left shoulder, good. Two arms in a line, stomach sucked in, left leg lock, left foot press down, left hip push it forward. Press right elbow against right knee, so knee in line with your foot, with your stomach in, twist your upper body back, good Gretchen. Change. Move the arms, straighten the legs, turn the feet. Right foot in, left foot all the way out. Good. Emily, you could even take a longer step because you're very tall. Then the left knee come down to left thigh parallel to the floor. Keep your spine straight, hips down. Move your arms. Elbow to knee. Oh, hi, puppy. Right arm up, left arm down. Two arms in a line. Chin on shoulder. Stomach sucked in, right leg locked, right hip forward, left knee back. Can you get your shoulders stacked, Riley? Twist your upper body, there you are. Keep that right leg locked, that right foot flat on the floor. You got it, Molly? Change. Move the arms, straighten the leg, step your foot back to the spot, inhale, arms up, arms come down. Second set, inhale, arms up. It's okay, if you need a break, take it. Right leg step right, arms down, palms down. Hips forward, stomach in. Turn your right foot, turn your left foot. Feel your both feet flat on the floor. Bend the right knee, come down till thigh parallel. Beautiful, Mark. Get down low, move just your arms. Elbow towards knee. Left arm up, right arm down. That's it, Emily, beautiful. Yes, stay right there. Keep your left arm directly over you. Bring it closer to your head. There. Yes, chin on shoulder. Get your hips down, Mo. Get your hips down, you need a longer step. Left leg locked, right knee back, twist your upper body. Change, move the arms, straighten the legs, turn the feet, turn the hip. Bend the left knee, come down, left thigh, parallel to the floor, keep that right leg straight, right foot flat, just move arms. Bring elbow to knee, right arm up, left arm down. Don't let your body drop down. Don't let your hip come up. Hips down, stomach in, turn touch chin on shoulder. Right leg locked, press your foot. Right hip forward, left knee back. Little twist upper body, stomach sucked in, hold there. Change, move your arms, straighten the legs. Step your foot back. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Turn, face the front. Separate leg, head to knee. Get excited. Arms up over your head. Prayer hands. Right leg, step forward 3 feet. Keep your weight back. Shift back. Tuck your tailbone. Stretch upper body up, arms behind your head, tuck chin, stomach in, round in, looking at your belly button the whole way down, arms touching the back of your head, touch your fingertips on the floor, stop there, then bend right knee, bring it to your head. Chin tuck, throat choke, stomach sucking in, keep your both heels pressing down on the floor, keep your both hips tucking under, longer step, Emily, longer step, much, much longer, heels dig in. Hips tuck under, head on knee, not bending at the hip. You want to round in the middle back, head underneath the arms, chin tucked. Stay there, Mark. Now straighten both legs. Mark, it's in your head. Suck your stomach, do prayer, and come up slowly, chin tucked, arms with your head. Step your foot back to the spot. Left leg, step forward. Even longer, Emily, even longer, uh-huh. Lean back, stretch up, arms behind your head. Tuck your chin, look at your belly button, round down. Keep your arms where they are behind your head. And you just touch your fingers, then you bend the knee and bring your knee to your head. You want more weight on your back leg. Now that's too long, Em. Bring that back leg in. Yep. Press your right heel down, tuck your tailbone, Amy. Tuck your right hip more forward, arms straight. No strength in the shoulders. Get stretching in the shoulders. Let your shoulders stretch to your head. Spine is round. Throat choked. Stomach in. Calm breath. Lock both knees. Do prayer hands. Come slowly up. Chin tucked, arms, head together. Step your foot to the spot. Keep your arms up, second set. Right leg, step forward. Shift back. Now we add, we don't subtract. Stretch up, tuck your chin, round in arms behind your head. You're in it. These things don't change. Just turn your hands, fingertips touch the floor. Bend the front knee, touch it to your head. That's it. Left leg is straight. Both heels are on the floor. Breath is calm. Keep your weight in your heels. Keep the strength in the hips so the upper half of the body is light. If you're sinking into your arms, the upper half gets heavy. That's when it gets really hard. Now straighten both legs. Lock both knees. Put your hands back together and come back up. See, your arms never changed. Your hips never changed. All the way up, step your foot back. Last one. Left leg, step forward. How come John and Murray, am I frozen? Lean back, tuck your tailbone. There they are. Stretch up, tuck your chin, round in as you go down. Open the fingers only, touch the floor, but try not to sink into it. Keep your right back, bend the knee and press it into your head. Feel the circle that you're making with your spine and hold it. This is good for your immunity and your metabolism and your sleep and your mood. We're now getting deep into the organs, deep into the systems. It's real important. You just hold it. You don't have to work too hard. Straighten both legs now. Put your hands in prayer. Come slowly up, good Carmine. Step your foot back. Bring your arms down. Tree. Look in the mirror. Shift your weight onto your left leg. And lock it nice and straight. Lift your right leg in front of you and then grab your foot and pull it in. So the heel is up by the waistband of the shorts. Use both hands, Emily, to grab your foot and pull it in. Heel up by your hip. Gently right knee down. Hold your foot at the ankle with the left hand, left elbow bent. You can bring your right hand to prayer. Left leg locked. Pull up on that thigh. Push your hips forward. Suck your stomach in. Lift your chest. Be tall. Change. Put it down. Put the weight on the right leg. Left leg lifted straight up. Grab that foot. Pull it all the way in. So the heel all the way high. Gently knee down. Standing leg solid. Spine straight. Left hand to prayer if you'd like. Two hips parallel to the floor. Two shoulders parallel to the floor. Focus your eyes. Lock your right leg, Johnny. The front and the back of the leg. Your knee is bending. Make it straight. Lift the chest. Chant. Put it down. Toe stand. Emily, you're doing great. Just, you know, sitting there is perfect. Put your weight on your left leg. Lift your right leg up. I've only done tree like maybe 3 times since March. Stick out your tailbone, bend at the hip. If you're ready for toe stand, come forward, touch your hands on the floor. Gretchen and I are like, yeah, it's break time. Bend the knee and then you sit down. Tailbone back so you don't want to sink onto your heel. Find your eyes in the mirror. Find your balance. Balance without the hands. And then you do the prayer hands. And you pray that the dog doesn't knock you down, but he does. Change. Come on up. Puppy's like, no toe stand for you. Put your weight on your right leg. Bring your left leg up. Stick your tailbone back. Bend at the hip. Come forward. Hands to the floor. Put the weight there. Then bend the knee. Come forward and then sit back. Tailbone back and chest up. Find your balance. Stomach in, chest up. Then if you don't need the hands, you do prayer. That's it. Disha, hold the right leg. Hold the right, yes, pull that leg in. Uh-huh. Change. Good. Put your foot down. Have a seat. Have some water. And then you're going to turn around. So I'm going to turn around to the back wall. And lie down in Savasana. Feet to the back wall and head to the front mirror. Heels touching and toes just flop open. Arms are at your side. The palms are facing up. This is Savasana. This is a posture. Mark. Straight arms and legs. Breathing quiet, calmly, in and out of the nose. Big space between your breaths. Slow it down. When you lie in Savasana, you're giving your heart a break. You're making it easy for your heart to do its job circulating your blood, right? You don't create any obstacles. So whenever you need a break, you just come back to Savasana, but it's very important that you lie still with straight arms and straight legs so that you stay out of the way. Let's try wind removing. Bend the right leg and bring your leg all the way up. And you can bend the left leg too. Interlace all 10 fingers, including your thumbs, down on the shin below the right knee. And pull your right leg down to try to create some pressure with your thigh on your abdomen. Keep your elbows in, shoulders down. Pull as hard as you can, and then hold still. Freeze. Change. Put it down. Bring your left leg up. 10 fingers interlaced. Pull your left leg straight down. Poor Marie, her dog is attacking her. Elbows in and down. Shoulders down. Use your arms. Pull, and then hold still. Slowing down the blood flow in the abdomen, the colon, the hip, the fingers. Hold it there. Change. Put it down. Bring both legs up now. Round up to try to get your opposite elbows. Knees together, feet relaxed side by side. You want to be a compact little ball. Now, if you're still in the up position trying to get your elbows, your head and shoulders are off the floor, and that's okay. If you have your elbows, then you get your head back down if you can, chin down. Shoulders start coming down towards the floor, pulls your legs even more in. Change. Straight arms, straight legs, heels touch, toes flop open, lie still, the blood rushes back. Second set. Bend the right leg, bring it all the way up. Get your all 10 fingers interlaced grip on the shin. Pull the right leg straight down. Keep both elbows in, both shoulders on the floor. Even tuck your tailbone. You might feel your lower back flat on the floor. Feels good. Use your arms, your biceps. Good, Carmen. Hold there. You doing it, Riley? Change. Put it down. I would bend the other leg up more. Bend the left leg, bring it all the way up. 10 fingers interlaced. Pull the left leg down, thigh on your abdomen. I don't want you to feel like you're fighting your body. You want pressure with thigh on abdomen. Bending the right knee might help or it might not. You got to keep the hips relaxed so you don't fight your arms. Your leg will win, it's stronger. Let it be relaxed so the arms can pull and hold there. Change. Good. Both legs up now. Go get the elbows. Best you can do. Head, shoulders might have to come all the way up. It's all right. Get the elbows. And if you do have the elbows, put your head down. And next, the chin will press down, getting the back of your neck on the floor. Beautiful, Emily. Shoulders towards the floor. And be there. Change. Good. Arms, legs straight, heels together, toes open up. Savasana, lie still. You're gonna do a sit-up in order to transition, and if you need to skip the sit-up, you could just roll over. Feet together, flex your toes back, bring your arms up and cross your thumbs, take a breath, and sit up. Dive for your toes, forehead to the knees, elbows down. Turn around and lie down on your belly for cobra, Bhujangasana. Bring your chin forward on the floor. Bring your hands underneath the shoulders, palms flat. Fingernails in line with the top of the shoulder. So roll your shoulders down. They'll touch your fingernails. Elbows in the air. Zip up your legs. Inner thighs zipped up. Feet together. Press your feet down. Stretch your toes back. Look up. Inhale. And peel upper body all the way up till just belly button on the floor. Lock your knees, squeeze in our thighs. Stretch your big toes down towards the back wall. Lift your chin, your chest up. Look up, eyes up, lift up. Change. Beautiful, Carmen, so nice. Come down, turn right. Left ear on the floor. Arms are at your sides, your palms up. Second set. Chin forward, hands back where they were, thumbs in close to the chest, palms flat, elbows in the air. Squeeze your legs together. This is your cobra tail, right? So inner thighs zip together, feet together, ankle bones touch. Look up. Inhale, peel the upper body, chin, neck, chest, all the way up to just belly button on the floor. Elbows in and down, shoulders down and forward. Lock your knees, lift the chin, face up, eyes up, come up. Come down. Very good. Good, Marie. Huh. You got one in, Marie. Turn left, right ear on the floor. Locust, bring your chin forward. Bring your straight arms underneath the body by bringing your shoulders towards each other. So it would look like this from underneath, Emily. Palms down. Palms down, Emily. Inside, so you're going to put your arms like this underneath you. Take your shoulders and put them towards each other. So the, chin forward on the floor. Good. Left leg is relaxed. Lock your right leg. Point your right toe. Stretch your leg back. Lift your right leg up. Keep your hip down. Chin forward, eyes forward, look forward. Leg straight, stretch back, good Jenny. Change, put it down, relax it. Lock your left leg, point your left toe, stretch your left leg back and lift it up. Hip stays down, feel it. Leg up, stretch it back, change, put it down. Now put your mouth on the towel and scooch even more weight forward onto your shoulders. Shoulders on the floor. Squeeze your legs together, do that cobra tail, zip up the inner thighs, take your breath and bring your weight forward onto your shoulders. Feet up and knees up and thighs up, legs straight. Weight on shoulders, pressing down, come forward, straight legs, lift up, change. Arms out, turn right, left ear on the floor, arms at your side. Second set. Bring your chin forward. Roll on your side if you need in order to bring the arms all the way underneath you. Shoulders under you. Elbows right next to each other. Forearms in between your hip bones. Palms flat. Chin forward. Look forward. Relax your left leg. Stretch your right leg back and lift your right leg straight up off the floor, but keep your hip down. You can even press your shoulder down. Give me a little more chin forward. Leg up. Change. Leg down, lock your left leg, point your left toes, stretch your left leg back and lift it up. Keep that hip down, hip on forearm, chin forward, eyes forward, straight leg, stretch it back, change, put it down. Turn your mouth onto the towel, scoot your weight all the way forward, zip up your legs, squeeze the inner thighs together, lock your knees. Stretch your legs back and now shift your weight forward to get the legs off the floor. Straight legs, no bend. Make your legs so straight and solid, one piece. Weight forward, shoulders down, legs come up. Change, good. Arms out, turn left now. Right ear on the floor, arms at your sides. Toes together and you just let your heels flop open. So toes touch. Heels flop open. Purna Salambasana, full locust. Bring your chin forward on the floor. Now your arms are at your sides with your palms on the towel. Marie and John, you can stretch out your arms. Good luck, Marie. Slip up the legs, lock your knees, tuck your tailbone down. Lift your chin, look up, and then inhale as you lift. Chin, chest, all of it up till just hips on the floor. You can lift your hands off the floor, Mark. Feet up, eyes up, chest up. Go, Jenny. Look up at the ceiling, everybody. Eyes up, lift up, change. Come down, turn right. Mark, it's not that. So take a break if you're going to take a break.
Oh, you mean don't go into the...
You didn't have your body up. You only lifted your arms up.
Well, I thought you told me to just... Were you talking to the other Mark? Mm. I thought you said, Mark, lift your arms up.
I was talking to this Mark.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
My initials are down there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. Take a break if you're taking a break. Don't put your arms up in the air. Like, I'm just randomly telling you to put your... That's what he did, Amy. That's what he did. Second set, chin forward. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, you're fine.
What? And then I yell at him, I know. I set you up. I'm sorry. Zip up the legs. Tuck your tailbone down. Everybody, all the marks, look up. Inhale, lift chin, chest up, and the hands come up. Yes. Eyes up. Look up. Look back. Come higher, Molly. Look up. Look up. Eyes up. Change. Come down. Yes. Ooh, Mark Fortino, that was very good. So much better than the first one. I'm such a good teacher. All right. Let's see if I can get you all to do the right thing now. Floor bow. You ready, Your Majesty? Chin forward, bend the knees, grab just below the toes. Five fingers together. Whenever I think of you as the floor bow king, King Friday always pops into my head from Mr. Rogers. It's weird. Knees together. Tuck your tailbone down, chin forward. Look up and gently kick your legs back and let that kick lift you, head, chest, gonna lift up off the floor. If it is, then you kick up and roll forward onto the belly. Otherwise, you're still kicking back. Get your chest up. You want your back to bend. Chin up, eyes up, look up. Kick, change. Beautiful. Come down, turn right. Left ear on the floor, arms at your sides, your palms face up. Second set. Chin forward, bend the knees, and hold on just below the toes. Well, that could be a good costume for Halloween. Tuck your tailbone down. All right, now I want you to think about letting your shoulders relax and open. Tailbone tucked down, look up. Gently kick your legs back. Let your shoulders relax like camel. So it lifts you up, chest up, eyes up. Now if chest is up, kick up from your butt and roll forward on the belly. Now thighs and chest off the floor. Keep looking up, Molly. Look back with your eyes, baby. Drop your head back. Keep going. Kick your legs. Chest up. Eyes up. Look up. Kick up. Change. Come down. Turn left, right here on the floor. Molly, it's my job to look at your alignment. Remember? You don't need to look in the mirror. You need to look all the way back so your spine will bend. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're trying to do camel looking in the mirror. That would suck.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Put your hands down on the floor and push yourself up to the top part of your mat and bring your water. You get to have another sip of water now. You want to start with your knees together and open your feet wider than your hips. And then sit down in between the feet. And at that point, if your knees separate, it's okay. Don't let them go any wider than your hips though. Take your water and then with your hands on your feet, fingers facing forward, you bend one elbow and put it on the ground, the other elbow goes down. You don't have to be in a hurry to go back, you might just stay sitting up. If you're all the way back, arms up over your head, grab your elbows, pull your elbows down, chin down, neck flat on the floor. So start with knees together and open the feet, Emily. So you're sitting your butt on the floor between the feet, but toes pointing a little more back, not out. Nope. It was good, but just turn your foot the opposite way. So the top of your foot is on the floor. Yes. Now for now, just stay right there. It's beautiful. And just try to be still.
If you want to stay in it, you can stay in it. If you're going to take the Savasana, put your hands on your feet and use your elbows to press yourself back up. Then right away, turn around and lie down on your backs. Straight arms, straight legs, so the blood will rush back to your joints. Lie down and lie still. Let your heart do its job. You don't need to adjust your face mask. Second set. Feet together, toes back, arms up, cross your thumbs, take your breath, and sit up, come forward. Forehead, knees, elbows down. That's weird. Get on the knees and open the feet. No one stayed in it. Put your hands on your feet. Elbow, elbow, top of head, back of head, shoulders if you're ready. This posture is no work. It's set up and stillness. You just go to where you can be still. The position will do the work. You don't actually have to do anything except stop moving. Put your hands on your feet now. Good. Use your elbows. Press yourself up. And then turn around and lie down. Straight arms and legs. Get on your backs. Get in Savasana so the blood will rush back. Lie down and lie still. Straight arms and legs. Half tortoise is next. Feet together, toes back, arms up, cross your thumbs, inhale, and sit up. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Now go to the back of your mat and sit kneeling. Knees together, feet together, hips on your heels. Excuse me, arms up, prayer hands, always half tortoise. Elbows locked, stomach in, you come forward. Stomach, thighs, chest, knees, touch your forehead. Pinky finger gonna touch the floor, shoulders come forward. Tailbone goes back. Press your knees together. Ankles together. Toes down towards the back wall. Flatten out those ankles. Spine nice and straight and stretching. They call this natural human traction. Again, if you want to stay in it, you can stay in it. If you're going to take Savasana, keep arms with head, suck stomach in, inhale and come up the same way you went down. And then arms down, turn around, right away lie down. Get on your backs, arms, legs straight, heels touch, toes open, relax. Second set, feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and sit, come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down, turn around, do it again. Get on the knees together, feet together, side by side, arms up, prayer, hands, thumbs crossed, elbows locked, stomach in, go forward, stomach, thighs, chest, knees, touch your forehead. Good. Press your knees together, tailbone back, kind of like the eagle, yeah? Ankle bones together, feet flat on the floor, chin away from the neck, forehead on the floor, your nose might touch the floor. You want a nice neutral neck, straight spine. Not so much rounding, so don't tuck the chin. Flatten it out, stretch it apart. Keep your arms with your head. Suck your stomach in. Come up. Try to find your eyes in the mirror, keeping that spine straight the whole way. Gorgeous, Krista. Arms down. Turn around. Lie down. And relax. Watch out for that barrette that's hanging down your side of your face, Krista. It might hit you in the eye. Yeah. It was good. This is quite the class. Okay.
Count feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Take your breath and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around and get on the knees. Do you think Marie knows that her camera's doing that? 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Haven't you seen that Marie's? Look at Marie when you get a chance.
I see
it. It flashes like colors and tie-dye. Push your hips forward. Hands on the hips. Push your hips forward. Lift your chest up. Lift your chin, look up. Drop your head, look back. Go halfway. Stay there, maybe. If you're ready, right hand, right heel, left hand, left heel. Thumb outside, fingers inside. Or keep your hands on your hips. Push your hips forward. Lift your chest up. Drop your head back. Use your eyes. Look back. Even see the floor. Feel the stretch on the front side of the body. Hips forward. Push forward. Change. Good. Bring your hands back to lift up. Sit down. Turn around and lie down and relax on your back. Straight arms. Straight legs. Savasana. Heart might be pounding. Your breath is calm. Arms at your sides. Slow down your breath. Slower. Second set. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Get on the knees again. 6 inches knees, 6 inches feet. Bring your hands around, support the back. Open the chest. Push your hips forward. Lift the chest, lift the chin, look up. Drop your head. You look back. Go halfway if you're ready. Right hand, right heel, left hand, left heel, thumb outside, fingers inside, but no weight there. Keep your hands on your hips, Emily. Push your hips forward, lift your chest up, let your neck relax. Use your eyes looking back. Hold there, breathe easy. Tremendous stretch on the whole front side. Carefully bring your hands back to lift up, and then sit down, turn around, and lie down. Long, slow breaths. Sink into the floor. Rabbit. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale, hold it in, and sit up. Come forward. Forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around. Sit kneeling now in the center part of your towel. Fold the towel over your heels so that you'll get a dry grip on your heels. Lean a little back, tuck your tailbone, tuck your chin, suck in your stomach, round in, and go down. Roll forward the top of your head on the floor, hips forward till arms straight. Hold your feet, Emily, or you can put your hands under your shoulders with your palms on the floor like a tripod. Make sure it's the top of your head on the floor, not your face. The top of your head. The very tippy top like you're doing a headstand. Roll forward. Feet down, knees down, hips forward. Feel that stretch on the back side of the body. Hold it there. You're just breathing. Tremendous stretching feeling. Change. Come on up. Turn around, lie down. Relax on your backs. Second set, feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale, hold it in, and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around, try again, sit with knees together and feet together. Fold the towel over your heels. Lean back, tuck your tailbone, tuck your chin. Stomach in, round in, come down. Roll forward, top of your head on the floor, tops of the feet flat on the floor. Hips forward. Emily, lift your head off the floor. You top, tippy top. Look at Gretchen next to you. There we go. You can put your hands under your shoulders, sweetie, like Carmine does, like a tripod, and just put your head on the floor. There you go. Now, feet down, knees down, roll like a wheel. Feel that stretch. That's it. Beautiful. Hips tuck under, making that circle with your spine. It's not a lot of work, right? You're not pulling. You're not struggling. You're breathing. Feel that stretch. Hold it there. Nice and easy. Nice and calm. It feels so good. Change. Good. That's it. Come on up. Turn around. Lie down. Mark, straighten your arms and your legs and stop moving the hands off your face. You're coming close to the end, Emily. You're doing great. I think you're going to make it. I heard Barry Manilow today. Mandy. Head to knee with stretching. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around and face the front. Right leg out and left leg in. I'll sing it to you if you want to remember. Arms up, turn to the right. Tuck your tailbone, tuck your chin, stomach in, round in, go down, just like rabbit, round the spine, touch your head to your knee. Get your 10 fingers interlaced, grip at the ball of the foot, bend the knee if you need to, right? It's not about that leg, it's about your spine, rounding, chin tuck, throat choked. You want compression in the abdomen, suck your stomach away from your leg, back ribs up to the ceiling, forehead, knee touching, change. Bring your left leg out and the right leg in. Arms up, turn to the left. Lean a little back, tuck tailbone and chin, round in, stomach in. You go down, touch head to knee, bend the knee. Bend it more if you need to. Get your actual forehead on your knee and suck your stomach away. If your leg is bent, keep your arm straight. You got a good stretch. If your leg is straight, bend your elbows in and down. Chin is tucked. Round spine, look at your belly button, pull it away, gorgeous Amy. Change. Legs out in front of you. Lie down and make your spine straight, but then get right back up. Bend your knees all the way up. Keep your feet where they are. Walk your tailbone hips back, sticking it out, sticking it back. So now you're bending at the hip. Legs all the way till they're straight. Contract the thighs. Your heels lift off the floor. Flex your toes back. Suck your stomach in, bring your stomach forward towards your thighs and your chest towards your knees. You're bending at the hip like a laptop. Then you bring your hands forward, grab the big toes, hook the big toes, keep your head straight. Stretch even more, lock the knees, heels come up. Now bring your elbows out without lifting your shoulders up and press your shoulders down and even press your armpits down. Flatten out that middle back, chest forward, knees locked, stretch forward, change. Turn around, lie down, relax on your back, straight arms, straight legs, heels touch, toes open, lie down and lie still. Second set, feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, take your breath and sit, come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down, face the front again, right leg out and left leg in, sole of the foot on the inner thigh, arms up, turn right, tuck your tailbone, tuck your chin, tuck your stomach, round in, go down, touch head to knee, bend the knee, doesn't matter, chin tucked, throat choked, spine is round, pressure with your forehead on your knee.
If you're bringing elbows in and down, a little left shoulder down, so shoulder squared off.
Change. Left leg out, right leg in, arms up. Turn left. A little bit you lean back, tuck your tailbone, tuck your chin, stomach in, round in. Come on down. Head to knee, bend it, no problem. Get your grip, forehead to knee. Knee bent, arms straight, shoulder stretch. Legs straight, elbows in and down. Or that's it, Jenny. Make your thumbs touch each other past your foot. Now push your palms towards me, down towards me. So shoulders come forward, suck stomach away. Change, good. Legs out, lie down, and get up. Bend your knees all the way up. Just roll your eyes, Jenny. Bend your knees all the way up, feet stay there, walk your hips back, stick it out, stick it back all the way, all the way, all the way. Get it out from under you, good. That's an interesting arm position, Krista, okay. Contract the thighs, toes flex back, chest forward, suck stomach in and stretch from the lower spine. So I'm behind you, right? First, I'm rolling you down, stomach to thighs with a rolling pin, then chest to knees, and then the upper half and elbows go out without coming up. Press your shoulders down, contract the thighs. That's it, Gretchen. Again, lock the knees. Now go elbows out, armpits down. Yes, babe. Lock the knees again. Hold still there. You could do even. That's it. Even more chest. Feel the middle back. Beautiful. Hold it there. You got it, Gina. Elbows down. Can you go put them down without lifting them up? Change. You can. We're going to get there. Last posture, half spine twist. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale and sit, come forward. Forehead, knees, turn around, face the front. Bend your left leg so your knee is pointing forward. Bring your right foot over the edge of the knee. Heel at knee, foot flat. Bring your right arm behind you, close to the spine. Stretch your left arm up to the other side. Elbow presses the knee, hand drops down, might touch the knee. Press your right hand down, press your right foot down. Lift the chest up, turn, look over your right shoulder. Wrap your right arm behind your back unless you need it for support. Left elbow presses right knee. Roll right hip down on the floor. Look over your right shoulder. Sit up tall, turn your head, look back, twist, twist, change. Good, Riley. Bend your right leg, bring your left foot to the right knee. So the heel at the knee, foot flat on the floor. Left arm behind you, right arm up to the other side. Elbow press knee, hand comes down, might touch the knee on the floor, might not. Press your left hand down, sit up straight. And now turn, look over your left shoulder. Roll that left hip back down, Amy, roll it, keep your foot flat. Stomach in, eyes looking back. Elbow press the knee, turn your head, look over your shoulder, keep going, and you twist. Did you see that? Twist. Change. Doing that the whole class. Give me a hand. That's a burst. The flash. Oh yeah, I know that. But the flash is what's killing me. I like the horse. I'm used to the animals on the Zoom. They're cute. Just a final breathing. Here we go. Feet together. Toes back. Arms up. Thumbs crossed. And sit. Come forward. Forehead, knees. Elbows down. Turn around. Sit kneeling or cross-legged or however you can be. Straight spine. Skull polishing breath. Snap the belly in. Air comes out the nose. That's it. Okay? Sit up tall, focus your eyes, and begin. Thank you. So I've slowed it down. So you guys, you know, try. Just try. It's not crazy. It doesn't have to be the strongest breath of your life. Just snap, snap, snap. Ready? Second set. And begin. Have some water. Congratulations, Emily! Woo! She's like, holy moly. Well, look at you. These guys all remember their first class. Yep. But none of them had to do it in a mask. Yeah. Hmm. Goodbye, my Zoomers. Goodbye, Marie. Enjoy the puppy. Namaste. All right.